Greetings, saints. Any blessings to you? Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, thank you so much, Lord, for making this possible. And thank you for giving us wisdom for the days to come, Lord. Thank you for giving us clear understanding of things that are going on and help us to cooperate with you in the process. Amen. All right. We're going to continue with Preserved from the Beast, number 10. First of all, I want to talk to you about a storm is coming. And all of the information that I'm sharing today can be changed by Father at any moment. And some of it could be disinformation to get a certain response from the enemy. We are being warned by insiders that a fake World War III nuclear scare scenario is about to happen between the U.S., Russia, Chinese Communist Party, Iran, Israel, and, of course, other nations choosing sides, and it may be started with Afghanistan. This would give an excuse to activate all militaries, which would then turn and come against the deep state. This unity is made possible by their desire to have all the great benefits of Jisara, and who, of course, stands in the way of this? Well, the deep state. All their plundered money from over many years has been repatriated by the president to help bring this Jisara to pass. So they're doing everything they can to stop it. They would use the rod of God and other means on well-known deep state satanic landmarks that are found to be hiding underground tunnels for the elite's known criminal activities. A blackout for 10 days to switch over to Tesla-free energy, and the Starlink satellites recently put up could begin more concentrated declass of deep state criminal activities to multitudes worldwide. Martial law would come until countries could have free election by blockchain vote using cell phones and computers. The emergency broadcast system would be broadcasting these things into homes by TV. And, of course, you know, most people who only watch TV don't have any information, don't even know there's a war going on. Anybody that's really connected out there, they know that the war is going on. They're seeing weather warfare and drowning out areas that don't submit to the deep state, and so on and so forth. They're seeing hurricanes created. They're seeing earthquakes created, so on. So there's a war going on. And, of course, during all of this, there would be a massive roundup of the deep state. They want people in their homes watching the declass and out of the way. I'm going to start with the revelations gathered together here by Gordon Bornman. And he sent this to me on 8/13/21. And he called it Past Prophecies Now Coming to Pass. Yeah, seems to be some revelations with strong confirmations. Let's look at it. Again, God can change anything and other things. But Gordon said, I do not personally hear from the Lord on many prophecies, but I have kept a calendar of various prophecies that mention dates in them since 2004. My belief has been that the date may be correct, but the people did not know the year, so they thought it was the next occurrence of a given date. Well, I've said the same thing about these prophecies, without the year included, many times. People should be careful before they call them false prophecies, because when there's not an end year date given, they should be careful. Gordon goes on, he says, then, when the prophecy was not fulfilled, people thought it was a false prophecy. I believe that these were for latter years, and now several prophecies about a nuclear explosion in Washington, D.C., and closure of U.S. banks converge for Monday, October the 11th, 2021, Columbus Day. Well, as we will see, the rod of God is planned to be used on the Capitol building in D.C. with a nuclear-type explosion. And they could do this when officials are gone on recess, but many will be and are being arrested and some executed. There are many criminals in the government that will not be there soon. They could do it on a 9-1-1, like this prediction of October 9-1-1, to show payback to the deep state who planned the original 9-1-1. Okay. And back when Saddam Hussein attacked Kuwait in the Gulf War, a son of a woman in our meeting had a dream that the retaliation of a nuclear bomb would destroy Hussein's army. Well, the way it worked out was that they used fuel air bombs to kill them in their trenches. If I remember correctly, it was something like 60,000 people in those trenches that were wiped out by fuel air bombs. But the news reported it as the equivalent of a nuclear bomb. That's when we knew we had the answer to this boy's dream. And, God uses, things spiritually or to represent in dreams. And you have to wait sometimes to get the real total, understanding of it. So you see, sometimes we have spiritual equivalents, and this attack on D.C. could be a nuclear equivalent, meaning rods of God, right? Okay. Gordon went on to say, one look ahead, a confirming warning sign from David Wilkerson's prophecy about Germany defaulting on its international debt, and then 2 weeks until U.S. banks close comes to mind. If we see Germany default on its international debt on or about Monday, September the 27th, then it would seem to me to be a confirmation that 2021 is the year and October the 11th will likely include some nuclear device. And my note is, or equivalent, okay? In Washington, D.C., and long-term closure of U.S. banks, a giant earthquake somewhere, and possible shutting down of all utilities, etc. Well, my thought is under Nasara Jassara, which we are now under, it hasn't been announced, but it is in fact, the banks are useless. You could say that they're on holiday. The money is stored in the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury, and withdrawn by a card. Everything is switching away from the banks as far as being a holding place for money and a loaning place for money. Many banks are just going to be used as advisories to, for people. And many banks are shutting down now, and many more to come. We have one down the road. The police took over for their own use, very hush-hush. They closed the bank down and moved out. I was using that bank. But I had a forewarning that they were going to shut it down, and so I moved to another bank. The banks that survive will be to advise the people on their economic endeavors. And utilities will change now to Tesla-free energy, which is being installed all over the country. You see the people running up the poles, an army of subcontractors running up the poles and checking out tops of the poles and doing something in the substations and taking transformers out of substations. And there's a big, big move. And we just stopped one contractor and asked him, did he know anything about this particular Tesla free energy? He said, no. He says, we're working on a switchover to a new system. They didn't know what it was, you know. Well, that's what we've been calling it, a switchover. So substations and adjustments on the poles are being changed now. Gas utilities, I believe, will be shut down as needless, because if you got free energy, who would have to use gas? And power generated electricity from dams, that would be over too. Now, we've seen demonstrations of this, you know, like, for instance, a remote controlled boat on the water, in which they took the battery out of the boat and ran it from a Tesla type energy machine on the bank, and ran it all over the lake, you know, with nothing, no power on the boat itself, just to demonstrate how this will work. Anyway, Gordon said, here are my notes on several of these old prophetic words. October the 11th. On August the 1st, 2009, Vincent Xavier prophesied in a piece called DC the Heart that a nuclear bomb will be detonated in Washington, D.C. on October 10th through the 12th. It would be over a holiday weekend, so none of the officials were in D.C. Well, in 2021, October the 11th is Columbus Day on a Monday of a three-day weekend. Ooh! In 2021, October the 11th, Columbus Day, Harlock's dream was given September of 2008. I had a dream last September, much before I heard about David Wilkerson, about a city with a name that has something to do with the letter D, like D.C., and lots of water surrounding it, though not an island. Well, I don't know. Many of you probably don't know. The streets of Washington, D.C. were flooded purposely in order to run down into the underground city and flood it out. And that was, of course, the city of the deep state for their criminal activities. In my dream, I was looking out a picture window in the home of a friend and saw a nuclear explosion in the heart of the city. I immediately left the house and got to the city by crossing numerous highways and lots of water. I was lifted up and saw a huge crater the size of a stadium and knew it was not a terrorist attack, but get this, had been organized from within. Okay, now, my thought. The Anon military has said they will use the rod of God on many deep state satanic buildings around the world and the Capitol building in D.C. and the Washington Memorial, which the Satanists have claimed as their own. These are two of them. Okay, there is a lot of other satanic symbolism surrounding the area. And guess what? It's also, quote, organized from within, unquote. The rods of God are made of tungsten carbide, and some, at least some of them, are telephone pole-sized rods traveling from space-based platforms at thousands of miles an hour. I think I've heard somewhere 7,000 miles an hour. You can imagine that's very heavy. Tungsten is very heavy, and it could really be flying by the time it hits Earth. And make nuclear-type explosions, but with no radiation. It can travel through the Earth very deeply to penetrate, to destroy the deep state underground city beneath D.C. And this is said to be soon to come. Okay. Back to the dream or revelation. I knew that I had to get back to the house, so I ran back as fast as I could, knowing that men in some kind of uniform were chasing me. I got almost to the house and was accosted by the men and fought for a bit and then woke up. I prayed for several days with no answer to my prayers concerning the DC attack. On the seventh night, I received this simple message and woke immediately with clarity. They will do this on a new holiday that they have created so their people will be out of town. Well, there's no Muslim holidays in October, and Columbus Day is October the 11th in 2021. Columbus Day weekend is October 9/11. This national holiday was made official by Nixon in 1974. That is new for a national holiday. Yes, it is. That was Gordon's comment. Mine is not surprisingly, this revelation is no longer found on the original website, probably because they assumed it didn't come to pass. Another one of those. They thought it would, and that had to come to pass in their timing, since it didn't give a year, or it was a bad prophecy. Happens all the time. And God tells people things ahead of time on purpose, because it gets out to people that way. If it happened right away, nobody would have any use for the prophecy, right? Okay. And Gordon goes on, he said, October surprise, posted in 2012. And his note here is, John Coyle, who was born in 1864, had a main prophecy in regards to the last days and the collapse, was that in the fall, on the weekend, when the banking holiday falls on a Monday, and he did not specify it would be a regular scheduled banking holiday or one scheduled all of a sudden, that one would wake up in the morning and all the utilities would be shut off. Well, we just happen to have had some information on that. We've heard that we should have food and water for the coming 10 days of darkness. And that during this time, they would shut off the electricity, they would be arresting deep state operatives and replacing our electrical grids, which, by the way, are compromised by China, who have put equipment into these grids so that they can bring them down. And it's going to be replaced with Tesla-free energy. We were told by friends in Africa that energy fluctuations are happening there just as they are happening here in the States, and that their electricity is down today. The only, Gordon goes on to say, the only regularly scheduled banking holiday in the actual fall is Columbus Day. Yeah. And we have a link there. So, Gordon goes on, he says, 2012, October 11, posted on GLP 10-7-12. Watch out for October the 11th. There is a guy in Russia by the name of Artyom Dragunov. He has a blog, but it's in Russian. Translation. Quote, wait for October 11, plus or minus one day. Earthquake 37th parallel or close by in the line from Lisbon to Fukushima. Echo will be in Los Angeles or more likely San Francisco. I worry especially about places where already was strong earthquakes, like Lisbon, North Italy, Caucasus region, Romania, Fukushima. In the USA, I predict bad things, something geological or man-made. Later, there will be patriotic speeches wrapped in American flags as usual. Yeah, that happened on 9-1-1, didn't it? But it isn't over. And Gordon makes this point. He said, this guy is very popular in Russia. The guy got in some sort of bike accident, and afterwards he started seeing graphic dreams about catastrophes and global events before they happen. Anyway, he predicts that Japan is super hosed, and this nuclear disaster is nothing compared to what is coming to them. Also, that Turkey wants to reestablish their empire, and they will try, but they will not succeed. Yes, they have been bragging that they would do this for several years now, but it isn't going to happen. Something will happen in France soon. Yes, there is a big rebellion there against the, putting the vaccine on people. And he just wrote to watch out for October the 11th. He warns people to stay low and with the family. What will happen and where, he couldn't tell. Time will tell. And if anything, you will remember this guy. Well, this link has also been removed from the original website, probably because they assumed it didn't come to pass. Yeah, but notice there was no year on it. Well, a bunch of them are coming together to kind of point, and the circumstances are coming together to kind of point at this year. Well, let's see. We will see. That's what I do. I wait and see. Okay, and here's another one that Gordon posted here. October 9-1-1, Dream by Eric DeJesus on September the 18th. I was standing on a very large calendar in the month of October, and in the square of October the 9th was a black and red check mark, and on the 10th square a circle of red and black. The 11th block was covered with a black and red cloud. You know, what could it be? Something like an explosion? I then began to shrink into the calendar until I was inside the October 10th square. I noticed that the black and red circle was actually a ring of fire consisting of red blood and black sackcloth. I cried out to the Lord, I don't belong in this trap. Immediately I was returned to normal size, and then a voice from heaven said, separate. In other words, get out of here. So I moved away from the calendar, and again a voice from heaven said, they will assemble on the 9th, proclaim it on the 10th, and mourn on the 11th. End of dream. And Gordon's note here is October 9th through 11th corresponds to the three-day weekend in 2021. And of course the chasing of Christians is by the deep state, but they're going to the Red Sea. Yeah. We know that. We've been told by the Lord that. And it's looking increasingly likely that President Trump and the military that still answers to him made a secret deal with the Taliban to lure the Biden administration, quote unquote, if there is such a thing, into the tar pit trap you're seeing now in Kabul. Many more such snares lie ahead. Patriots war-gamed everything by supercomputer and rigged the field so that the fraudulent administration could step on landmine after landmine until it runs out of breath, so that the people could pry their stolen republic from its cold, dead hands. So keep on praying, saints. Your prayers have been heard, and they're being heard. Don't walk by sight. God does things to bring about ends, right? So what we're hearing is that the Black Swan event is when it all starts with financial collapse. Yes, the Bitcoin data mining center under the Three Gorges Dam will be hit with the rod of God, along with their sex trafficking center. The 24 to 28 nuke reactors will be hit with rods of God, along with the reactors and deep underground military bases and tunnels. And we're told that all of this is being directed by a fifth generation supercomputer, and that it is calculating the enemy's moves into its predictions. Okay, but when the enemy makes moves, it recalculates so that these things can be altered, especially timing. There's been delays. I'll tell you something about the timing. People have been saying such and such is going to happen on this date, and such is going to happen on this date and this date. What's been happening is that the administration is putting these dates out there because the deep state is desperate to stop this thing. They're going to try something, and when they try it, they catch them. They usher them down to Gitmo or one of the other places, right? And they keep doing this. It's not that what they're saying is going to happen is wrong. It's that the date is being pushed forward to make these people stick their head up. It's kind of like a whack-a-mole thing, you know. When they stick their head up, they get them. So, and remember, after saying this, God is sovereign over supercomputers. Okay, so we've been told that Trump is Cyrus and that he's going to finish his job, and we believe it. We're hearing that the Starlink satellite system, which is up and running, is about to take over the old transmission system, including the 5G, which will cut out the mainstream media. And they have been saying that the new internet/phone system will be safe for the users. In other words, radiation-wise and possibly hacking-wise. I heard quite a while back that they were going to put this on satellites so that the 5G would not be dangerous to the people, right? So let's pray and hurry them along on this. Don't worry too much about the Taliban. Yes, I know we're hearing things that we're finding out later are false, but don't worry too much about it. They're wiping out the deep state government there in Afghanistan, and the bankers and the pedophilia Satanists in Afghanistan, and bringing down the opium trade. And rich resources would have gone to China, but now that's not going to be possible. Trump negotiated with them. That's what we're hearing, okay? The Taliban have been excluded from Nasara until they toe the line. Pray for the Christians there to have the fear of the Lord and to turn from Babylonish religion. Babylonish Christianity is throughout the Middle East and on. It's there's much of it over there, much of it. Get ready for the rods of God on Three Gorges Dam and a big crash of the economy and food and water storage and the fear of the Lord leading to harvest. You know, they're saying, they've been saying, and I have posted it, that you should have food and water in your houses. Don't forget, if you do run out, God multiplies the fishes and the loaves. He still does it. He's done it with me. So he'll do it with you, right? This is government-created food and energy shortages. And in a video that is circulating on YouTube, the government has been actively engineering a food and energy shortage as we speak. The Biden administration, if you believe it, there is such a thing, introduced the 3030 bill, saying that it is a climate change or conservation bill. They are planning on taking 630 million acres across the United States by 2030. Bill Gates has been buying up farmland all over the world to sideline it so that it can't be used for farming. Oh, wonder why. Kind of agrees with the rest of his vaccine and so on situation. Well, I believe the real Bill Gates has been arrested and is at Gitmo now. Anyway, the USDA and the Department of Environmental Equality is sending out letters to all the farmers, that this was in this video, I'm reporting what's in the video, right? Telling them that they will pay them 1.5 times the price of crops to destroy them, and that they will not receive government subsidies if they refuse to destroy their crops. We know that this actually started back at least a couple of years ago, but it is under the Biden administration being reported. So that's more local, right? The Department of Hydrocarbons is also sending out notices to oilers, telling them to do the same with the crude oil, telling them to dump their storages of crude onto these leased roads and field roads and the like in order to stabilize oil prices. If they control our food and our energy, what freedom will the American people have left? Don't panic. God's on the throne. Okay. And also, continuing with this this video, there are rows and rows of shipping container vessels. Oh, excuse me. Yes, this is true. Just sitting at the off the coast at major U.S. ports. Once the shipping containers are finally unloaded from the ships, the higher-ups are hindering the movement of goods that are being unloaded from the shipping containers into the distribution warehouses. I just had a similar situation. I ordered an awning to come through the mail, and it was 6 weeks later we found out that it is lost. Well, it's probably in one of these warehouses and waiting. And so since I heard that they were going to continue to do this, I canceled my order to get my money back. Okay. So this is happening. Shipping is terrible in the United States right now. Everybody who's got any kind of businesses out there knows this, okay? And it's because they're doing this purposely. They're shutting it down. The goods themselves are sitting for over a month just waiting to be unloaded from the containers, and then they are just sitting at the warehouses. The directive is to, quote, let it sit. One of the scares that they let out was that the Chinese had inside these containers missiles, nuclear missiles. Okay, that could have been a scare attempt to give an excuse to do this. I don't know. Have no idea. But over in Europe and the UK, the government is buying up all the fresh food and produce and destroying it to create a food shortage there as well. You need to get rid of these leaders. Amen. Okay, here's a dream. We called it No Food Shortages in the Kingdom. Winnie Asagueda got this on 8/19/21. I dreamt I was in my mom's house preparing food for my family. Winnie's mom here represents the ancient or original church, our founding fathers, which the apostles started when Jesus sent them forth. She went on to say, Chuck and my mom were there. I was cooking steak at different kinds, and it was very tender and good. And when I tasted it, some pieces were almost purple looking, and I thought that was interesting. I was cooking the cut up steak pieces in a broth, but I had some concern because there wasn't a whole lot of steak in the broth. So I wondered if there would be enough for my family. And then she put in parentheses famine. Well, yes, the government is actively engineering a food and energy shortage as we speak. I was using a slow cooker or crock pot, and I had the pot of steak cooking in the sink under soapy water. And apparently that was normal because no one said anything about it. How it was cooking so well in the water, I don't know. A laugh online. I thought of the food being clean, pure, as I pondered on the dream later. Well, this slow cooker represents the fiery trials of life that burn up the wood, hay, and the stubble. And Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. Right? But also, we see that this is exactly what's happening out there. They're doing their best to naturally have this problem. She went on, then there was a knock, and other family members of mine were at the door. It was my sister, Karen, her husband, Vinny, my cousin, Oscar. I had joy and love in my heart when I saw them, and I went to hug them. She has in parenthesis, they represent our brethren in Christ. Well, in the natural, let me say that Winnie's family may be fleeing New York City before too long, because that's where they live. But also spiritually, the elect of God will be coming out of Babylonish religion and seeking the real Jesus in the man-child and bride companies. In the wilderness tribulation that is partially being engineered by the deep state satanic elites currently. We will be able to provide the starving masses with physical and spiritual food. Amen. So Winnie went on to say, I told my family that dinner was ready, but I then realized I forgot to make the rice, so I told them it would be 5 more minutes, as the rice needed to absorb the water. In order for the food to be ready, it must be saturated by the water of the Word. Amen. Vinny was a bit impatient because he was ready to eat. I don't remember seeing my cousin Oscar at this point, so I don't know if he came inside or not. New York is one of the worst places to be in a food shortage. The warehouses have a just-in-time supply chain, which can't handle any disruptions. They could get hungry along with a lot of other cities. Although this could be a temporary problem, and they're saying the military is going to feed people, if possible, people should come out of the cities like Winnie's family did in this dream, because bigger problems are coming down the road. And the big cities are always the ones that suffer the most. Matter of fact, in the Bible, it was the cities that were judged the most. You know, big cities get full of big sinners. That's what happens to them. So please remember when I read this article that no one has isolated COVID. Even the CDC has no sample of it. And the vaccines have no description of the contents, all of which should make everyone very suspicious. All right? But I don't know. People are like sheep. Sheeple. Okay, here's the article. Lambda and B1621. New COVID variants could be the worst yet, doctor warns. Again, I'm reading an article. I don't have to agree with everything that's written in the article, right? WFLA Channel 8, Florida, Alan Levine, 8/19/21. At least two new COVID-19 variants have hit the United States, and they could be worse than the Delta variant in their infectiousness and ability to stand up to vaccines, according to a top medical authority. Yeah, stand up to vaccines? What about spreading them with vaccines, right? Yeah. The Lambda variant, along with another one, so new it doesn't even have a Greek letter name yet, are the causes of concern, according to Dr. Gregory Poland, director of the Vaccine Research Group at the famed Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Maine. Or is that Minnesota? I don't know. So far, the new variant has been called B1621. There now are about 1,500 known cases of the Lambda virus mutation in the United States, Dr. Poland said to WPIX. What makes it dangerous is that it's highly infectious and can resist some of the vaccine-induced immunity and spread easily between people, he said. Well, my note here is it's been proven that there is no immunity to what they are calling COVID-19. None of the variants are happening naturally. They are being reproduced inside their vaccinated hosts. All of the variants, according to Judy Mikovits, are what are called recombinants of the original spike proteins. Okay, so again, I don't have to agree with what the article say. I'm just pointing out some things that they are saying, okay? Virus, the article goes on, virus variations compete for supremacy, and the stronger and most resistant forms are the ones that take over and become the most common strains. With relatively few U.S. cases so far, Dr. Poland said it's not yet clear that Lambda will supplant the Delta variant sweeping so much of the country. But he pointed out that Lambda is now responsible for about 88% of all COVID-19 cases in Peru and has really started to spread through South America. Well, what they do is they always start them in another country and then import them to make it look natural. Okay, and I'll put a link here to this. Again, be careful what you understand and believe there. Here's one. Health authorities are pushing booster shot extermination plans to hurry and kill the masses before they fully awaken to the COVID scam. Mike Adams, Natural News, 8/20/21. For anyone paying attention, it's abundantly obvious now that the entire COVID pandemic scam is a global depopulation scheme to scare people into taking spike protein bioweapon shots or vaccines that will kill them over time. What the globalists didn't anticipate, however, is the rapid awakening to the truth that's now spreading like wildfire across the landscape of medicine and science. With more doctors, PhDs, nurses, and healthcare workers waking up and blowing the whistle every day, the globalists are in a panic to hurry up and kill the masses before the normies catch on to the vaccine depopulation scam. Hence, the mad rush into a so-called booster shot, which of course contains yet more spike protein bioweapons to accelerate mass death across the planet. The globalists are so desperate to scare people into taking booster shots that they're now openly admitting the existing COVID vaccines are failing and simply don't provide lasting protection at all. We knew this was coming. We were talking about this, you know. In a truly astonishing admission of all of this, the New York Times ran an article yesterday entitled, "Israel, once the model for beating COVID, faces new surge of infections." The article openly admits that COVID vaccines given to 2.5 billion people around the world no longer work very well, and that the people who took those vaccines are now the ones getting sick and dying. Uh-oh. Even the CDC director has now abandoned the original promise of COVID vaccines. Well, of course he would. What did he say? How effective they were? It was way on up there, percentage-wise. Remember the original narrative about how vaccines would provide absolute permanent immunity and protection against COVID? That narrative has now totally collapsed. Even the New York Times is no longer claiming the vaccine provides lasting immunity of any kind because there's so many people dying of it, right? But it gets worse. The CDC's director, Dr. Walensky, is now openly admitting that vaccines increase the risk of sickness. They not only don't work, they actually make sickness worse. Here's 9 seconds of Walensky's admitting this. This means that as the initial wave of vaccine inflicts accelerated sickness and death among the 2.5 billion world citizens who have already been jabbed, we're going to see a wave of hospitalization and fatalities among the vaccinated. And in parenthesis, the world's hospitals will be overwhelmed, like a dream we shared with you just recently. Dubbed breakthrough cases by the fraudulent mainstream media, these are really the result of vaccine kill shots that are designed to reduce the human population. But people are waking up to the scam, so they're hurrying their push for booster shots to kill off the masses before they revolt. Because of all the deaths, injuries, and outright fraud committed via PCR-diagnosed cases, the people of the world are rapidly awakening to the astonishing truth of all this. It's a scam to achieve global depopulation and authoritarian control over humanity. As the lockdowns intensify, the people are taking to the streets and demanding an end to the scam. With hundreds of thousands now protesting in France, the establishment there is locking unvaccinated people out of grocery stores, who are the safe people, obviously, seeking to literally starve out the unvaccinated. This will only serve to wake up the people even faster, adding to the levels of discontent that are now exploding across the planet. We have arrived at a tipping point. Humanity is awakening at an accelerating rate, so now the globalists are trying to exterminate people as rapidly as possible to stop the spread of truth. Get full details in today's Situation Update podcast, along with news about the government-initiated nursing shortage that's already worsening. Got a link there to that. Let's see. Still got time here. Yep. Well, the Surgeon General, FDA COVID vaccine approval will likely lead to more vaccine mandates by the Epoch Times, 8/23/21. I'll just read you a piece of this. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy told Fox News on Sunday that the FDA's final approval of the Pfizer vaccine will likely result in more businesses and universities initiating vaccine mandates to prevent the spread of the virus. I would just read just a tiny piece of an article that said they did not authorize the Pfizer vaccine. It hasn't been made yet, the one they're talking about, or something like that, and it's all a fraud. Well, it could be. But I do know that the Trump administration is doing their best to let the foolishness of these people be seen before they make any actions, right? The full approval of Pfizer vaccine is important for a couple of reasons. Number one, there were some people who may have been waiting for this and who may come off the fence, so to speak, to get vaccinated. So it may help to increase vaccination rates to some extent, but I also think that there are universities and businesses that have been considering putting in vaccine requirements in order to create a safer workplace or learning environment, said Murthy, adding, and I think that this announcement from the FDA would likely encourage them to make them feel more comfortable in putting such requirements in place. And what about if it's all turns out to be a fraud? This is happening so often. It's happening so often. The FDA approved the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine on Monday after less than a year of emergency approval. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock reassured the public about the safety of the approved vaccine. Well, we know that's nuts. Listen, I do believe that the Trump administration, which is still in effect, believe it or not, is showing the world the satanic depopulation schemes of the deep state before the military brings him back to turn all this around. Now, he's going to look like a hero, I'm telling you. First of all, he's going to turn the economy around because he has all the stolen money the deep state has stolen for years. And he's going to turn it around, and he's going to look like a hero. And he's going to turn this this vaccine thing around, and he's going to look like a hero, okay? And some are saying that President Trump is pushing his own vaccine with beneficial ingredients like hydroxychloroquine. I read an article on that, a bunch of different things that were, like I said, beneficial type ingredients, but I wouldn't take any chances. You should go with God's vaccine. Please read our book. I'll put a link here to our book. It will take care of all of this. I'm telling you. We've never had to worry about this so-called disease. And I'm going to put some articles here. One of them is by Natural News. And another one, Dr. Zelenko, that is Trump's physician, warned 75% of vaxxed people could be dead in 3 years. I'll put a link to that. Another one. This is pandemic news. And the report that the majority now dying with COVID are vaccinated people. Okay. Here's another one. And this is, of course, I believe this is by Dr. Zelenko, but it doesn't say here on the link, but I believe he's treating successfully, and people like him are treating successfully this with hydroxychloroquine and other things. So that's an article on that. You know, for those of you who don't believe the Lord, and I know there's people that listen to me that are like that, that they don't believe that what God says in His Word, and if you do believe what God says in His Word, you won't have a problem with this. And especially if you repent and confess your sins. Amen. And here's another article, which we're not going to get to today either, but I'll put it on here. It's the only autopsy of a person who died from COVID. It's very interesting. Very interesting. And you'll be surprised that they couldn't find any COVID in this person. And they'll tell you what they did find. Very interesting. Well, Father, it's a shaky world. You're just pointing out to people how much they need you. And Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We put our trust in you. We thank you for our Lord Jesus, who died to vaccinate us. And by whose stripes we were healed. And who said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who healeth thee. None of these diseases. Okay, well, we know that here we are being chased by the deep state to the Red Sea. And that was after a Passover, but a slaughter of a lot of people who were the Egyptians. And there was one dead in every house at the time. Sound familiar? And it was called a plague. Sound familiar? And so this was setting God's people free to go to the promised land, or go to the wilderness first, which the Bible tells us very plainly is the tribulation. Yes, we are on the verge of the tribulation. So get ready, saints, and get prepared for this 10 days of darkness, one way or the other. And say all your prayers and stand firm upon them. And God will bless you. All right. Good night.